a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You were chatting about success rates.
Yeah, that's right. So this woman over in the States, she has gone and done, I didn't read this before, 10 interviews in 11 years. Mm. Or that seems like a bad thing on a resume, but not.
Yeah, but I think the thought on that's changing.
Oh, okay.
I think Gen Z are like changing that. You don't have to be in the same job for millennia.
Kendall Lindstrom.
Yeah.
25. So since she was 14.
Why did you not read this whole article?
No, I did. I knew she was 25.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I suggest that the tone would have been a little bit different.
25, she's had 10 jobs in 11 years. You'd think that would be something that would sort of work against you. Oh, no. No. What she's done is she's gone, I'm good at this. Mm. I'm going to make a job out of it. She started a consulting firm helping people change careers.
Okay.
Because she's been offered every job she has ever applied for, and apparently it happens because it's happened to me.
Yeah, it's easy when you've gone for two jobs in your whole life, that 100% success rate. But what about Chris from Lara? What's your success rate like, mate?
In my early years, I was 100% success rate, but then I made a career switch to teaching. And I reckon I had about 10 or so interviews for one job.
Oh, yeah, teaching is hard.
Hang on. Now, so was your return on the 10 interviews you got one job, or was it the same job that they kept asking you back for?
No. So I had 10 different interviews for one successful job.
Well, mate.
Thoughts and prayers for the teachers out there today.
I was just going to say they are a dime a dozen, aren't they? There's heaps of them and there's plenty out there, plenty of fish in the sea. So no wonder they made you go through the ringer, mate. No, that was all being sarcastic, of course. I apologise. The teachers come for you, mate. Wow, you're in trouble. They've got a lot of whiteboard markers that they've paid for themselves. Andy's in Grovedale. Morning, Andy.
Good morning.
What's your success rate, you impressive man?
Oh, I've had 3 interviews for 3 jobs over 38 years.
Oh, okay. So there's no one like you, mate. You're not normal in the nice way.
100% success rate, though, yeah?
Oh, it's fantastic, mate. When you love your job, you stay there as long as you can.
Brilliant.
Oh,
Wouldn't know what that's like. Job satisfaction. What is that? What even is that?
No, I do love it. Michael and Lara, what's your success rate, mate, for jobs?
Well, funny enough, I'm also a teacher, so I've not 10 or so job interviews for one job.
Oh.
Wow. Were you going up against Chris and Lara as well?
Probably.
Oh, my goodness. But you're both in steady employment now?
Yep.
Wonderful.
The last 5 years of my place.
Oh, good. But you still have to apply every year for that job, don't you? Isn't that what teachers have to do?
No, it's ongoing now.
Oh, okay, good. You've made it. You've made it.
What do you say? I'm going now, like he's hanging up.
No.
It's ongoing
now. He's ongoing now.
Sorry, Michael. I think he said, I don't know. I'm going now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, okay, time for some ads now. I think we're out of time now to just sort of
No,
do
we're
anything
not.
Else.
You need to explain yourself, mate. You went to SeaWorld on your holiday. You lied about it. You made out via admission that, no, I'd never go to SeaWorld, Loggy, because I know how you feel about it.
Okay.
Because I've seen Blackfish, the documentary, and I've seen what happens to animals in captivity, and I don't like it. And you went and you spent money and you watched a dolphin show.
Hang on. Yes. Yes to all of that. No, I know how you feel about SeaWorld. And, I mean, there was a bit of a saga because Lingy thought he'd rock the team with the slides, photo of me wearing Audi slides.
He goes, Loggy, I've got this photo. It's going to make you, you know, the foundations between you and Tom crack.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, he's gone to SeaWorld, hasn't he? And he's like, nah, he got Audi slides. And I was like, oh, I actually don't mind that.
Mm.
Then I tried to crack the foundations with you and Lingy because I had a photo of you drinking Great Northern when you bag him for drinking that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday before he left, he threw a grenade back and said, here's a photo, see you later. And it's you standing out the front of SeaWorld.
To be fair, it is me standing out the front of SeaWorld with Goldie. And yes, whilst that was out the front, that was just before we checked in, couple of nights stay at SeaWorld.
Just really stick it to the dolphins, hey?
Nara Resort.
Just really stick it
to them. I don't know if it's still Nara Resort, but they do a wonderful job up there in terms of – it's a good-looking place. Yeah. But, okay, here's my justification to you for why I did it. A, I had nothing to do with organising it.
How convenient.
My mother-in-law booked it for us.
Oh.
We were staying with her and – we got back from the wedding back to their place and Carly was like, oh, Mum's booked us a couple of nights on the Goldie.
Yeah, yeah. See, you know when hitmen, you book a hitman, right? You still get charged as well.
So I didn't book the hitman.
No. Yes. But you got the hitman to book the tickets for you.
No, I didn't say anything about it. I didn't. We were gonna go to Broadbeach with the girls for a swim and that was it.
How convenient.
No, we had 2 days on the Goldie. Magnificent. We went to Movie World and, yes, we did go to SeaWorld and, yes, we did see the dolphins flipping around and doing their thing.
And how did that make you feel?
They looked like they were having a great
time. Yeah, they're not having a good time.
So, anyway, but you should have seen the girls' faces. They were amazed at the feats. And then I actually paid extra to get in the water with the dolphins just so I could get up close to them and go, I'm on to you.
Oh, my God.
I know what you're up to.
Tom.
Perverts of the ocean. You know how I feel about dolphins. I was like, this is my shot. This is my one shot to get up close and personal with a dolphin and tell them that I know.
You are making it worse.
What you are doing, dolphins. Mate. You're smart. They are very smart. They're smarter
than... And that's why they want to be out in the ocean. You know what? Actual apologies need to be made to the feelings that were actually hurt.
I've got an idea. Have I ever told you where to go on holidays? Have I ever tried to put any restrictions on your holidays except in my role as manager?
I was going to say, yeah, actually. But no, you will always be like, oh, you know what? You're driving through Gippsland or whatever on the way to Lake's Entrance. You should take Jimmy an hour out of your way and go to some obscure brewery. Mm. You have to go. I went there. It was a tin shed. Okay, yeah. The beers were great, but they were so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
But you had a good time.
No.
And I didn't make you do that. I told you it was a suggestion.
There will be worse to come for you, sir. I do not accept right now because it's not my feelings that were hurt. Okay. And I have an idea of how you can truly be sorry.
I do not accept responsibility.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Here's what I want from you. If you've got a fun fact, give us a call right now because it's that time of week, gang. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
That was 11 out of 10, mate. Kylie from Port Arlington. Before we get into Fun Fact Friday, do you have a fun fact?
I do. It's a fact. I don't know how fun it is.
That's all right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Well, sloths sleep for 14 hours a day.
Okay.
Close to what I do.
Yeah, I was just going to say that sounds familiar. Sounds like a certain co-host.
Let's go to Tiana from Balpost Hill. Have you got a fun fact?
I do. I know that insects' bloods are yellow and then animals are red and then some frogs buds are blue.
Wow.
Oh, all right. I like that.
Fun, interesting, and also a little bit
factual?
Sort of creepy because I don't know why you know so much about what people's blood looks like. but Tony's in Cario. Morning, Tone.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Have you got a PG suitable for the radio fun fact?
Oh, I certainly do, mate. I do. So Venus is the only planet that actually spins clockwise.
Oh, you're speaking my language, Tone.
Great. I've got some fun facts as well because that was sort of part of my job. Know your role, stay in your lane. let's start with this one. The name Fanny.
Yes.
Has been banned in New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the books?
What
is it, The Enchanted Forest?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, I don't know. Maybe they edit it or...
Fiona or something.
Yeah. I think it's because they can't pronounce it. Maybe the pronunciation changes.
Please don't attempt it. Please don't attempt it. I know you want to.
I was going to, too.
Let's just move on.
So the HSBC building in Hong Kong, it's a bank, yeah, had cannons installed on the roof to counteract the bad feng shui of the nearby Bank of China building.
Oh, okay.
And if you have a look at the picture, they look like it's crazy. Like they're like a super modern, these cannons. Here's one for that ties in with our SeaWorld gear this morning. Dolphins use baby talk when communicating with their calves.
Oh, see?
Like we talk, you know, you change the way you talk when you're talking to a baby. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
That's why and I then love they them grow so much up, and I'll fight for them.
They grow up and turn into perverts.
No, they're not.
This might explain why I just don't understand women. Linguists say teenage girls are the most innovative group with language in sort of the whole cross section of ages.
Okay, so they make up a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. Yes. Yes, because my friends that work at high schools tell me that all the time.
Oh, this is hard to keep track of.
It really is.
And finally, last fun fact for this Friday morning. Did you know, this is another space one, 63 Earths, so 63 of what we're on right now, can fit inside Uranus. And that's Fun Fact Friday. You're welcome. One day you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.